Weed's been looking to start about 10 minutes late. That's about right for stoners. It's a little early, actually.
We're all stoners.
It's a little early. Usually it's about 15 to 20 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Who's got that bong?
Bong.
Did you hit that? You didn't hit that this pack.
Oh. We're passing that around.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Welcome to the Weedsman. We did it again.
Hey.
OG Kush for you. This week's strain.
Yeah, I got a t-shirt, by the way, from Leafly that has OG Kush on it. Thank you to Leafly, by the way, because you give us love on Twitter. You favorite our tweets all the time. Some retweets would be nice, but thank you for the favorites.
Leafly, awesome service.
Yeah, and I got a t-shirt.
I got the app on my Android.
Yeah, I hashtag my Leafly, and I'm supposed to do that when I wear the t-shirt, and maybe one day we'll take a picture when I'm doing a Weedsman with me, the t-shirt, and we'll throw it up on Twitter. But that's how
I want a bumper sticker.
But that's how I got it is.
Don't get greedy, Rob.
They direct messaged me and said,
I've seen them.
You've been chosen to participate in this hashtag MyLeafly. And tell us why you use it, and maybe if you like it, we'll send you a t-shirt. And I said,
hand reached right out of the email and handed him a pot leaf. You have been chosen.
You have been chosen, my son.
And I said,
yes.
Yes. But I said, we used it on one of our podcasts, and it was before we had this, before we had the Twitter for the Weedsman, but they said, all right, good enough for us, and they sent me a t-shirt, and it was for OG Kush, which was the long way around for telling that story, but thank you, Leafly.
And here we are. Thank you have Leafly. A shirt. We have OG Kush.
And we have a website now, too.
We have a website.
ChristopherMedia.net.
Oh,
check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Very, very handsome. It's just, hats off, Rob.
Thank you.
It's where you go now. It's for
it's
all
more
things.
Like a group effort, and I appreciate the help.
For all and things just, Christopher Media.
And that's just the start, right?
Yep. Yep, mm-hmm. It's going to be looking better every day. We're going to be working on it.
We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher Radio.
Yep, check us out.
But go to ChristopherMedia.net because you can get everything. Because you can also get Unregimented.
Yep.
You can also get the Metalhead Offensive.
Yep, the Eminem.
Out of Tampa, Florida, and Eminem. They are out of Rochester, New York. They have joined us.
Wait, what's the name of their podcast again?
It's called Eminem Question Everything. Okay. It's Matt and Mark. Talk to Matt every day, pretty much. Went through text message or Twitter.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good cats.
And it's everybody, and everybody we're dealing with, it's the same deal. It's just dudes who like talking about what they like to talk about, you know? Pardon me, guy. The metal guys really like metal. We really like weed. That's how we got this show.
And, we had to do it.
And Matt and Mark really love to sit around and talk about what they love to talk about.
Yeah. Well, it's been a minute since
Unregimented and Eminem Question Everything seem pretty closely related. I have a feeling they'll be kind of a group.
Nice.
Like, we gotta get them on Unregimented. We've already started talking about having the setups.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we could have them on, because we got two monitors in here, so we could have them on one of the monitors while we Skype and do the show, and then we can do their show as well. And
that'd be pretty cool.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are coming to you from AsthmaCore Studios. We'll soon have a page for that. There's going to be a podcast called Live from AsthmaCore. It's going to be studio sessions, and we're in Detroit, so I heard there's some good bands to pick from around here.
Amen.
Is definitely going to be good, too.
Is that everything?
There's
so much going on.
Shit we have to talk about. And, oh, if you want to... Oh, And if you feel like that you would like to give us something out of the goodness of your heart, you can find that on the website as well. You can just donate using the PayPal.
Was that your phone?
No.
No, that's,
oh,
somebody,
that's your iPad.
That's somebody messaging me on Twitter. I'll read
it
later. It's from actually a show we're talking to out of Kentucky. They're called the J&J Talk Show.
Oh, nice.
What up, guys?
We got Eminem. Yeah. Maybe we could have J&J. Let's get the whole alphabet.
Yeah.
Collect them all.
24 letters left, guys.
Yep.
Only 24 letters left.
We'll find them.
Eminem and J&J are taken. I got unlimited bandwidth. I got unlimited space. We can do whatever we want.
Take over the world.
Just keep expanding.
And thank you to everybody who's liked and shared and listened to anything. Thank you very much. I'm done now. Can we get high?
Yeah.
I have two things in front of me to smoke.
Hit that shit and pass it.
I put something in my mouth. It'll shut me up.
Well, so it's been a minute since we've done one of these, huh?
Yeah.
In a few weeks. What's up?
A lot of minutes.
When last we left, I declared that I was going to pass that over here.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to go at least 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the over under on that? Anyone have bets on it?
Oh, I should have a drum roll.
Yeah.
I don't.
5 days. 5 days. Well,
good job.
I mean, it's out of the bag now.
It was a start.
That was my fault.
Too much shit. It wasn't just your fault. I use you as an excuse.
Oh.
That and Dr. Bong here.
Yeah.
Dr. Bong.
Hey,
I'm so cool. I named a bong 2 weeks after you got it. Came back and I said, that's Dr. Bong. And you guys said, all right.
It looks like a beaker.
The bong's so great, we've already broke it twice.
Yeah, in the same day.
It says roar on it.
You know what? It's the habit.
There we go.
It's not a real roar. I went and priced those out. You're not getting those for $25. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Look at the look on your face like I'm ratting somebody out. Come on, Rob. You bought it at Gibraltar Trade Center, and if you don't know,
dropping names.
If you don't know, come on. Anybody who's been to a Gibraltar Trade Center knows that you're not getting actual name brand. That's where the PCP station was found.
Yep, the PCP.
What was the one I found last time, Rob? Do you remember? I'll have to look it up.
It wasn't us. No.
Oh, it was the
The dream? No, not the dream.
The fake Beats. The fake Beats with the Reats. The R on it. The Reats by Ray.
Reats by Ray.
Nice.
God, so many ripoffs.
Yeah. This Trade Center.
Yeah, that's something. Gibraltar Trade Center. That's a local thing.
Newfangled.
That's a Detroit thing.
Term for flea market.
Yeah, it's a big flea market.
Or swap meet.
I found a lot of good comic books there, though.
So. Yeah, they have a whole bunch of different things. That's for another podcast.
Yeah, that's
what's going on in the wild world of weed.
So much shit.
Wow.
Okay, let's do this right off the top. We talked about it. All right.
Let's get into this article in Vice, right? That's what we want to jump into first.
Yeah, let's talk about, because we can't play the Bill Maher rant without giving the backstory behind the Bill Maher rant.
Yeah, so.
Which I haven't read.
Well, I read about it in Vice. I'm sure it was reported many places. I don't know. Like, I guess I'll preface this with, I like Vice. I've read a lot of their stuff on their website. Rob and I have enjoyed their program. They've got a lot of really good content. This is kind of a hack job on this, I thought, because the headline is on this one, is there too much THC in Colorado? First of all, what does that even mean? And that doesn't seem to...
I think it's pretty straightforward, man.
Is there too much THC in Colorado? Like, is there too much weed? How is that a problem?
Are they getting too high in Colorado?
Is it too potent is what they're... But that doesn't say that in the title.
Is anybody dead yet?
Right.
No, right.
Not from the weed.
Well, so it starts off last week. A 62-year-old woman visited Colorado, bought some marijuana candy, ate it in her hotel room, got way too high as a result, and penned an account of the experience that captivated the nation, or at least part of the nation that spends too much time giggling on Twitter. I would have got marked incorrect on that in school as a run-on sentence.
Yeah,
but I guess that flies here.
And that 62-year-old woman, internet. By the way, is Maureen O'Dowd.
No, Maureen Dowd.
Or Maureen Dowd. No, it's Maureen O'Dowd.
No, it's Maureen Dowd.
There's no O'Dowd.
Maureen Dowd. There's no O.
Oh.
I bet you there is an O somewhere in her past and that somebody dropped it. But yeah, that's just Maureen Dowd. But yeah, she's a journalist. She writes for the New York Times. She's been on Bill Maher's show. That's how I found out about her. She's fairly well known. And for them to just report it as a 62-year-old woman, first of all, that's kind of rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, to just go right for age before you even give out her name. You're like, this woman's 62, and her name's Maureen Dowd, and she writes for the New York Times.
Right.
That's not how you introduce somebody. The story goes on to talk about how she ingested some brownies, right? That's what she wants. I don't know why she chose to do the brownies. Maybe figuring she doesn't smoke. She doesn't want to, you know, hurt her health by inhaling pot smoke, which actually they've studied and found to be actually helpful and can increase your lung capacity. Yeah, so she had quite the wild time. She ingested do you remember what she ate?
Oh man, I have no idea what's going on.
It said candy.
No, I thought it was brownies. It was brownies, right? It
said marijuana candy.
Right. Well, okay, so in this article where they reference her as the spiritual descendant of Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
I think is a bit of a reach.
If you can't handle marijuana candy, don't leave Hunter out.
Yeah, don't throw Hunter under the bus.
Hunter ate marijuana candy for breakfast. All right,
right. Yeah,
he's chasing it with fucking tequila out of the bottle.
Mimosas.
Yeah. Liquid mescaline for lunch.
But in here, I guess it just refers to it as edibles. I don't see. Maybe it was candy. But I mean, it does. It brings up a good point that should be addressed, certainly, which is...
You should turn your fucking phone off.
I thought I did. It brings up a really good point in that you kind of have to know what kind of potency you're getting into with edibles. I don't know, to use it as like, you know, this, it's like a warning message, like be careful. And even then,
they put it on alcohol and we ignore it. It's on every beer can. Right, it's on every bottle. It's like government warning. Mm-hmm. This shit's harmful and whatever.
Yeah, you need to know your tolerance.
Right.
You care. It's on cigarettes.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Because what
it's
if
on
you,
cigarettes?
If you
cigarettes
read an article that was like, 62-year-old woman has never drank alcohol, goes to Vegas and decides to get, you know, like a gallon of Mohawk and down it in her hotel room and proceeds to have the worst time and pukes. Actually, you could get alcohol poisoning in that case. It's not even relative. But
right. Yeah, one of the first times
you would be like, no fucking shit. No fucking shit.
One of the first obviously. Times I got super wasted on alcohol, I like downed about half of a fifth of Jack Daniels in about a half an hour. I was so fucking
that's
sick.
Pretty
all night. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty severe, man.
Yeah, and, but yeah, but you're like a kid. I mean,
yeah, but I'm
this
saying
this is an adult.
Yeah, who's just, but it was her first experience.
Yeah, why'd
with
she
it?
Jump into the deep end? Well, anyway, yeah, right. What, Bill Maher brought this up, of course, because it not only does it deal in a subject he's passionate about, but he's also friends with Maureen Dowd. Here we go.
Now that the people of Colorado have legalized pot.
That guy just found out.
Yeah.
Yep. Legalized pot for everybody and not just for longtime sufferers of, well, whatever it is I have.
I'm going to hit the bong during this.
Yeah, I think we'll all hit it.
They must realize they are the Jackie Robinson of marijuana legislation. Which is why they can't go all
oh, yeah, you
got to
see this. They got Jackie Robinson's picture up, number 42.
Everybody, so embrace it. Be the Jackie Robinson of pop.
And they change it to 420.
Nice.
And he's saying what I'm saying. He's saying, don't fuck this up.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all looking at you.
A bad pot trip in a Colorado hotel room. And it raised important issues like, Maureen, you finally decided to do pot and you didn't ask me to guide you through it? I'm hurt.
Right.
It's like being personal friends with Hercules and not asking him to help you move.
Right?
Great.
Yeah, that's
I think
the
you
truth.
Know my credentials, okay? I was number one on High Times Magazine's list of pop comics in 2006. I should have also totally
get that.
Won
get
it
off
had an amazing year. I also won please. High Times Best Cable News Show in 07 when they said when it comes to cannabis advocacy on television, no one can touch Bill Maher.
Remember when he had a mullet?
I was the keynote speaker at the 2000.
They showed a picture of him on here. I think he's got a mullet.
Oh, nice.
Celebrity pothead of all time. And
I get to the hit points though. The points that he makes on this are actually really valid.
Presented to me,
the Jose Cuervo.
Wow.
Commemorating my induction into the Jose Cuervo Party Hall of Fame in 2000.
He's saying
damn,
he's got party credentials.
Oh, he's got party cred.
Yeah, that's cred. Yeah.
But well, he's doing what journalists do. You got to
build more pot than most of you have smoked. So I believe I have
can we get that on a cart?
To offer some advice to Colorado and everyone
nice.
On saving this experiment in personal freedom. And the first rule is don't mix pot with alcohol. It doesn't make it better.
Now,
it's too good.
It took a long time for me to learn that lesson.
It's like right. funny porn. It actually
yeah.
It actually makes both awful.
Right.
Even more important, if you've never had pot, don't eat it the first time. Oh, God,
oh.
It's so much more intense when you eat it. It would be like losing your virginity to Ron Jeremy.
I can see why people might think that that's like an easy way into it.
Right. Because they're not, you know, burning something.
Since edibles look just like regular food. So a newbie sees a pot brownie and thinks, one brownie, one serving. Or being an American, six brownies, one serving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you do eat it, remember, it takes time. So stop watching the clock. Just relax and Trust me, in a couple hours, you'll be saying, you're doing a heck of a job, Brownie.
Yeah, that would be too.
I personally don't eat it because it makes me paranoid. And nothing ruins a party like people who are paranoid and delusional. Just ask the Republican.
I'm afraid I'm not getting high enough over here. Why don't you guys pass that shit?
But if you do eat it and get paranoid, this is important. Stay out of the bathroom. I don't know why, but paranoid people
all drugs.
Be in the bathroom.
Yeah, all drugs stay out
I
of the bathroom.
They think they'll be closer to emergency facilities like a sink. But they wind up cowering like Oscar Pistorius is on the other side of the door. Oh, and if you are in the bathroom,
is that too soon?
Don't look in the mirror. Just don't. You see, one reason why pot is productive for creative people is it allows you to see things you've long grown accustomed to as if for the first time. But don't try it with your face. Finally, stay away from stuff that's only for veteran smokers. Pot stores sell these super concentrated crystals called keef that longtime stoners add to their pot because they're jaded.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, it's
no.
Right.
It
you
it
just
awesome.
Get an idea.
Yeah, it's awesome.
From Willie Nelson's beard. And
no.
So?
It should not be sold to novices. So, Colorado, right. Don't sell keef to novices. Talk to customers like a pharmacist would. After all, we are pretending this is medicine. And mostly, stop selling pot products that look like children's candy.
This, I think, is his best point.
That's not...
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Wait.
That's not what stoners would do. That's what R.J. Reynolds would do.
Boom.
They show a camel. The camel.
Joe Camel.
In the suit. Looking fly.
I don't want to market it to children, and I'm sure
I remember
parents
that.
Don't want their kids on
horrible
pot.
Ad.
Adderall? Sure.
Here we go. Right. Greatest point.
Lithium, Lexapro, Clonopin, why not? Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, of course.
Yep.
But pot is the new kid. It has to play it safe. Let's not throw the baby out with the bong water. And let's all of us remember, you don't need to do drugs to have a good time. But why take chance?
Right.
Right. That's our show. I'll be in Greensboro.
Excellent.
Yeah, that is good.
And that was that, man.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
So his point, his greater point there was the dispensaries taking personal responsibility. And we already have that in our society. I mean, it's probably a law that's exclusive to Michigan, but I'm sure a lot of states have something like it that holds bartenders personally responsible for over-serving.
He sold me too much weed, man.
So why not have the same type of regulation on weed?
Because
it makes sense.
Well, at least in Colorado, you can't smoke it where you buy it. You just buy it and leave.
Right.
It's the equivalent right now if it's all at a liquor store.
I'm not saying limiting.
It's like there's no bars right now in Colorado with weed. You know, it'd be right. The alcohol equivalent is right. If we didn't have bars.
Hey, you know, a
you
bartender
just had liquor stores.
Yeah, but a bartender can't stop a person from driving drunk if they're really determined to. A lot of drunks, especially alcoholics, will not show symptoms of being impaired because they're used to handling themselves better, but then they get behind the wheel and they start to black out. So I mean, it's not a fail-safe, and I'm not saying that they're ultimately responsible, but just encouraging them to be aware and have the conversation. Somebody walks in off the street that they've never seen before and says, give me 8 brownies. Is this all for you, or are you having a party?
Right.
You know, it's just a simple question.
Regulation.
You
want to
get high?
To an extent, you know. The people that haven't been using it, they're trying it for the first time. They need to realize what they can do, you know. It's just like when people start drinking for the first time. You see people that are young that are getting killed in car accidents because they're drinking at young ages. And, I mean, there's got to be a regulation for, you know, all drugs. So, I mean...
Yeah,
got to handle your shit.
Yeah, just regulate it. I mean, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
You know what I need? It's dating us. I need Spicoli.
Spicoli.
I'm so wasted.
I'm so wasted.
Anyway, sorry. Right. Broke up.
No, absolutely. But, yeah. But that's what confuses me, though, because it seems like it goes from being illegal to just straight legal, and then we'll figure out on the back end how to kind of manage it. And I'm like, really? Okay, so what happened to all these years worth of study, quote, I'm putting right. air quotes around, the studies that the government has done into marijuana?
Right.
You know, they've already done all these studies that have supposedly deemed it.
They're doing the greatest study right now. How much money will be left over?
That's the study.
That's the big study.
Yeah.
That's the one that matters.
You know, if that study passes, I'm telling you.
Oh, for sure.
It's the ignorance that I can't get my head around, though. You know?
Money unites all parties. If they could figure all out how to get rich. There's a story. I didn't show it to you guys. I forgot to forward it to you guys.
What do you got?
Maybe I'll figure out how to do it here. When we pack a bowl or something or take a break, about how libertarian Republicans may be the key to making this happen rather than the Democrats. And now we can't talk further about it because I didn't forward you guys the link. Well, but it's but not who you think who may get this done.
Yeah, because libertarians are more about states' rights. Are there libertarian? Are there a lot of libertarian Republicans, or are they just left-leaning libertarians? I don't know.
Yeah, it's all these goddamn labels are dumb anyway.
Well, whatever.
Because there's things that I'm very conservative on, and there's things I'm very liberal on. So
I can see libertarians being for just no regulation at all, not even decriminalization. Like,
and we're back.
Hi.
You didn't even know we left.
Little hiccup there. But we were talking about libertarians, and you said that they might be the key to...
Libertarian Republicans. They might be the key to getting legalization done.
That's
might not be the people you're thinking about, the usual suspects.
Yeah.
Your Obamas and your Hillarys and such.
Well, because this is looking to become a major states' rights issue, and that's where the libertarians would seem to align themselves with. They're very much about personal freedoms and state rights, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm with them.
There's not as much hope on the rest of the spectrum. We were talking earlier about on the Republican side, we've got who everyone thinks it would be if we actually elected a Republican president next election. That's who it would be. Chris Christie. Don't really see the charm in him. Have you guys paid attention to him much? Did you guys see the shit on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
They did the history of the dad dance. They nailed a couple of them. You know, the one with where you just hooked the thumbs in the belt and just kind of sway back and forth. The rest of them were kind of dumb. But I can't see that man as being president these days.
I don't think he's right.
He's shaped like your typical American.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 But, he's dead set against it. I mean, he seems to think that we're going down the wrong path with the legalization. He didn't even say anything positive about medical marijuana. He's with the Pope on that one, too, apparently.
Right. Which doesn't make any sense.
Well, the Pope didn't say anything specifically about marijuana. He just said he didn't think that any legalization of any drug was helpful at all for anything, for addiction problems, for crime. That's his opinion. I think there's many who disagree with him, and I'm one of them.
Then he drank the wine in the rectory.
Right.
Right. I mean, we would assume that tobacco and alcohol would go in with that, but maybe not.
Hey, you got firearms in with them, too. Why not?
Yeah.
Which I never got that, by the way.
Sure you.
What was that about firearms?
Why is firearms lumped in with alcohol and tobacco? Why isn't it just the AT?
AT.
Why is the F needed? Why does firearms get its own?
Yeah, it is strange.
Yeah, maybe that was a big thing.
And are they going to be regulating? Maybe they're going to be the ones regulating.
I can understand firearms,
weed in the future,
automobiles more because of the Secretary of State. That's what we call the DMV in Michigan or whatever the hell everybody calls whatever and wherever you're hearing us, because we've noticed there's people around the world. let alone the country.
Yeah, everybody else in other states have DMV.
Yeah, but here, like, it's called the Secretary of State, but that's where you go
the
to get
song,
it.
The Primus song, I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the fuck is a DMV? I had to look it up.
But we have too, Secretary of State. You get your hunting licenses and all that crap, too, there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could see getting your gun licenses there. Like, I could see automobiles and firearms before tobacco, alcohol, and firearms. I don't know. Just saying.
I think we
and
should
marijuana.
Restructure the government. I'm not going to argue there.
Yeah. We want to control all the guns, alcohol, right. And tobacco.
Well, on the other side, we've got Hillary, who I think is going to be the next president. You know, I'm kind of about it. Like, it's cool. Yeah. But that's a separate story.
Yeah, we're
going to
get into politics.
Let's keep this to Weedsman politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was quoted as saying that she thinks it's okay to have it under certain circumstances, which were kind of vague. Now, one would probably inference medical marijuana from that.
The circumstance where they get 25% tax.
Or the circumstance that we get our cut.
I'm saying she's going, hey, I'm cool with it.
Get paid. Go ahead.
Well, right.
Just leave me alone.
But we also know that, like, it's going to be the people who are involved in the business of the business side of marijuana are going to be more liberal. Stereotyping, I'm sure there's plenty of conservatives that are looking for opportunities to make money as well.
Hey, the thing that ties them all together, man, is
at
money.
The end of the day, that means more
money.
More rich liberals, which
money.
That's what this country is lacking, actually.
But when you say money, what's the thing that comes to mind usually?
To balance out the
conservatives.
System.
So, yeah, every money will unite everybody.
Right.
At the end of the year, once they see the receipts at the end of 2014 from Colorado, and once they start that shit in Washington, it's all over.
The NBC story that you sent me was about that, about how everyone's looking at, it was $19 million
in March, and they made $30 million in April
because
of 420, because marijuana in April.
It was $19 million. This is how much all the different dispensaries and everything made.
That's crazy.
Gross, right?
Yeah.
And so that's taxed apparently at 1% or 10% rather. So it was $1.9 million that went to schools in Colorado.
Yeah, they made more money than they were supposed to. Whoops.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I posted it, I was like, oh, this was supposed to happen. You know,
they weren't expecting all this.
Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry, we made you more money. Our bad.
Yeah.
Stoners.
This is the world's future engineers are going to be coming out of Colorado.
Yeah.
There's going to be really good schools and legal weed.
And fucking Doritos are going to be fucking selling through the roof, man. The Dorito taco.
Oh, for sure.
Be the official snack food of Colorado. Be on their state flag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
State flag will be the Taco Bell symbol.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely expanding.
Taco Bell will sponsor the school lunch program.
It's not just, it's Denver, it's Boulder, Breckenridge. Fort Texas was the last one to start opening dispensaries. Are they calling them dispensaries out there? Or I'm just using that term because that's what we have to call them out here because we're pretending it's medical.
Fucking yeah.
What do they call it? Pot store?
I just called it the weed store.
Where's the weed store, man?
I know my receipt said whatever the things were
called. Golden, Colorado has a stick up their butt and has said... Like,
you know, it's called the Health Center. Nice acronyms, you know.
Well, so Golden, Colorado... This is the
That's
this
where Coors
is.
Is.
This, this is the city.
The Coors Tour.
Right, we talked about this before. This is the city that looked at the pile of money that the state was proposing to divide up and said, no, that's okay. We're fine. Apparently, you know, we sell enough Coors. Maybe it's a conflict of interest. I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw an article, a study about weed being used to treat alcoholism as like a buffer to get them. how many people do you know that have stopped drinking alcohol and started smoking weed instead and didn't smoke weed before? Because I know people like that.
I do not either.
And they're healthier for it. I mean, I'm not saying but I mean, even just binge drinking on the weekend, if you I could pack them away.
Wow.
That's harsh on your liver.
Oh, for sure.
So anyway, I got off track there. What was I talking about? Golden, Colorado. Yep. Somebody's trying to pull the stick out of the butt in Golden, Colorado. It was a petition that actually made them come to their original stance of
Coors Weed Brew. Let's get this done. Let's get this done.
Right, yeah.
Coors Marijuana Brew. There's people fighting
for them to have it. You know what they want? Good schools, just like anybody else at the end of the day. They want good schools.
Roads. I'm sure getting fixed.
Hey, there's going to be this new generation of botanists that are going to come up that fucking are going to be phenomenal, all
right? Right.
Fuck, people are going to know, like, gardens are going to be just, you know, it's going to improve. Yeah. It's going to improve property values around the country. Gardens are going to just look phenomenal. Hey, where'd you learn that? Well, while I grew my pot, I learned how to grow a kick-ass garden.
Right.
But landscaping is phenomenal, son.
But, so just to wrap up the politics side of this, because the major issue that I mentioned was states' rights that this comes up against. And that's when we mentioned, what was her name again?
Michelle Lienhart,
who's the head of the DEA, and she's still determined to clamp down on people who are selling marijuana legally in states where it's like for either medical reasons or recreational reasons, they legally can sell it. And the DEA is still planning on funding, basically spying on these, you know, keeping track of their traffic and eventually busting them because they're still looking at this as, hey, the law says this is illegally federal, illegal federally.
Knock it off.
Knock it off to Michelle.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the House and the Senate have both said to. Or I'm sorry. As of today, the House has said, knock it off, and we're not going to fund your little vendetta anymore. And the Senate is likely to vote the same way.
Yeah, but take away your money.
Yeah, well, they're going to defund that portion of the that program and say, hey, you know, stop it. We're trying to fund research, and you're clamping down on it. Like,
listen. We're trying to create another revenue stream for this country. We could create a whole new set of lobbyists to kiss your ass and pay you money. And shut the fuck up.
And not even recreational drugs. I mean, before in Kentucky it was hemp seed. Now it was a personal farmer in Colorado that was importing hemp seed from Canada. And
the marijuana lobby, big marijuana, is going to have a whole bunch of little sub lobbies too. Which is going to have your rope.
No, but this is just a farmer.
It's going to have your rope and soap people. It's going to have your people who manufacture.
This is just a guy who wants to make a good hardy crop of hemp.
And it's going to have those guys, yeah.
But he got the seeds that he ordered from Canada were seized at the border in North Dakota.
Can't you see cash will bring us all together, Michelle? Cut it out.
Why would, just out of ignorance.
Because she saw Reefer Madness. Because she smoked pot in college and blew some guy and feels bad about it 40 years later.
Because she's like... She's the cops that take the letter of the law and not the intent, right?
It's still
illegal, and that's what the law says.
It's
and still I don't,
illegal.
But, okay, so if this doesn't get shut down now, if she actually gets her way and makes a battle of this, then we're talking about states' rights issues. And that's where I see the libertarians really getting involved with this. So you're absolutely right. The fact that that's why the Civil War started. That's why we created this country in the first place and had it separated into states because we knew that there were going to be laws that we'd have to have for different regions.
The executive is not supposed to be a king. It's not supposed to be all powerful.
Right. Well. that's like a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic right there.
I mean,
man.
Money is king at the end of the day in this country. Let's.
I know. That was a pop-up fly to Hattie in left field.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
So, I mean, this means more power for the left in general, the way I see it. You got more money flowing into probably mostly liberals who they're going to be making money hand over fist with these.
Just got to make white people rich and everything will fall into place.
More white, rich liberals to balance out the scales.
Sure.
They'll have to get a little fatter.
Right.
To balance out the scales.
Well, you know, they eat better, you know, shopping at Whole Foods.
That was a cheap shot.
Eating the organics.
I'm sure Chris Christie is a very nice man. He doesn't look presidential anymore. The thing is,
he looks the most American.
Well, no, okay, 100 years ago, you could elect a fat guy president, but he would have
big pork chop sideburns.
Yeah, he'd have to have big crazy beard.
And his fucking... Right.
And there's no big crazy beards getting elected.
And a T-bar mustache.
These days.
That'd be cool.
And as a matter of fact, no facial hair at all. When's the last time anyone with facial hair has been elected?
Wow.
Taft. Yeah. I can't... Yeah.
Taft?
Like, I don't know.
No, Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, and that was the 20s.
That shit don't fly anymore.
For real, if you think about it, since Teddy, it's been all clean shaven.
Yep. Anyway. But you know what? It's not all about politics, is it? It's about smoking some OG Kush.
Yeah.
And sometimes just trying to block out all this shit.
Who invited the guy that's talking about all this shit, man?
Hey, man.
You know, it's just... I didn't want it.
People have left to put on Pink Floyd a while ago.
I didn't want to go all political, but it's just there's so much that's going on out there when you pay attention, and it's interesting. To me, it's interesting.
There's a straight cheese incident podcast. Yeah, but listening to.
But a lot of these things go deeper. These are deeper issues than just about weed. This is about personal rights. It's about states' rights. This is about people with a closed mind on certain issues eventually just dying off. I mean, the same thing with how people look at gays or gay marriage and gays in the military and all that. People are evolving on that. It's just part of the evolution of our country.
Yeah, it needs to happen, though.
And it's part of, there's all these things that are happening. Right. And this is a major part of it. That's why it interests me.
Oh, no. I'm with you on that.
Thanks from the peanut gallery there.
It just needs to be in. Thanks, man.
Not you, him, with the bird. Oh. So, what's fun out there?
What's fun? I mean...
Any fun weed news?
I don't know.
New bong.
The guy in the couch this week is a cat.
Yep. Replaces Mikey B.
I think she's been sleeping this whole time.
We need a new weedsman. If anybody out there would like to volunteer.
Yeah, we have a open application.
We need to have some guests on.
We need a lead.
Yeah, if anybody wants to join us, info@christophermedia.net, you can email that.
Or hit us up.
Just hit us up on Twitter, @theweedsman420 on Twitter.
Anybody. I mean, if you want to promote something.
Yeah, make sure you got something to promote. Like, you don't want people just, hey, I want to come in and get high. No.
No.
That's not how it goes. No, like if you're...
Especially if you're coming in
a musician
out,
or a comedian or... You got something to promote and like to get high?
Have something worthwhile.
We'll match. We'll get down.
Be a good time. Yeah, real good time.
What are your guys' favorite shows to watch when you get high? You got favorite television
lately
shows?
Lately or ever?
The one that you and I watched that...
What's lately?
Supernova or...
Supernova?
The one with Neil Tyson deGrasse. What's his name? How do we...
Cosmos. The new Cosmos. The new Cosmos, yes.
That's fun to watch.
That's a really good... I mean, you've got a lot of good visuals. Neil deGrasse Tyson laying some science down on you, flying around in a ship.
There you go. Now
going like inside the human body, inside cells, out in outer space. Like very, very visual. And he presents a lot of crazy information in ways that's easy to understand, even if you're super high.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's engaging.
Yeah. Oh. Highly recommended stoner watch. Good call, right. Rob. Good call. I usually go for comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Lately, it's Maron. I'm just
go for Mark Maron.
Yeah, well, thank you for showing me that.
His show or podcast or both?
The show, as far as TV shows, it's the show. I'm just getting into it right now. Yeah. So it's that. And
I'm watching it a little bit myself.
Well, I know a long time ago it was Family Guy, but eventually I've like seen all the Family Guys like 8 times. Just burnt out on it. But I used to love to get high, watch Family Guy. Workaholic. It's a group. Workaholics.
Workaholics is a good one.
That's like
the bong will go around.
There's nothing on or I don't even want to think about it or have a conversation about what should we watch. Yeah. Just put on Workaholics. Any episode.
I don't know. That would be a cool group to smoke with on this type of show.
The term weedsman may have been come up with while we were watching Workaholics. I don't know. Okay. I don't even know who came up with it. It was all of a sudden it was a term.
The weedsman?
Or a weedsman, and it just came about.
I like Squidbillies. I like cartoons.
Right.
I like Squidbillies.
That's good stuff.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things.
That's one of my favorites to go to.
You know, there was like 30. It's when I discover shows.
You could just say Adult Swim in general.
Yeah.
But
it's when you discover shows. To me,
I
discovered like 30 Rock and I burned through it on Netflix and in Parks and Recreation.
Oh, man.
30
Rock. I've gone through and watched the entire season or entire run.
Like I went through and then I watched like 10 years of Scrubs. You know, that took like 6 months to do on Netflix. It's whenever you just, at least for me, it's whenever I discover a show, we're now in that age where I can just do that. And if now, since I canceled the streaming, since we got the dish, I'll just DVR it, and it'll just record all the reruns, and eventually you go through the whole catalog too. So
when you talk to people about favorite TV shows, and a lot of stuff comes up just because of nostalgia, like favorite TV shows as a kid, Dukes of Hazzard was a big one for me.
Knight Rider
Knight Rider is a huge one. But you know, these aren't
when
really
I was a kid
these aren't really, watch, really like, good TJ Hooker not great shows, right? And you watch them now,
your
and
TGIF,
you're like,
that's what I watch when I was a kid.
Yeah, but you watch them and it's like, oh, this is awesome, oh, this is great. And after 5 minutes, you're like, I'm done laughing at the mullet. Like, this is not entertaining enough. Or are there shows that that you used to that you've watched before and loved, and then had a chance to visit like over a decade later, and still it held up? There's very few shows.
Held up?
Yeah, what?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's one that holds up, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's Seinfeld.
Miami Vice for me, because I like that. I don't know why. Miami Vice is a great show to me.
You smoked yourself.
The movie doesn't count.
Well, I didn't mean the movie. I meant the show. You know, that was in the 80s.
Oh, okay. So not fashion-wise. What is it that holds up the title?
It's the detective. I mean, the show.
It's still believable.
Well, I mean, it was a good show for me. I enjoyed it.
It's still enjoyable. No, that's the only thing. That's all that matters. It's like, if you can still enjoy it now, like over a decade more, 20 years later, do you still like actually watch it? Watch 10 minutes of it.
It holds up to Rob.
Right. Yeah, that's the only question. There's no wrong answer. I was just, that was totally out of left field.
Yeah, out of 100 guesses.
Like what? Like, you mean like Coach?
No,
you expect me to watch Coach?
No, I'm saying if he gave me 100 guesses.
Okay, so Coach is a good example of where I might watch a whole episode.
I just
mean in
general.
It's not great TV.
Right.
It's like,
in general, when you ask somebody that question, you give me 100 guesses. I don't think they're ever saying Miami Vice. Okay. I'm just
really?
Saying. Like, yeah. Wow.
What about MASH? You never
watched? That was a good show.
Okay, so MASH is one that stands up. I can rewatch over and over again. Yeah. There's only two others that I can think of. Northern Exposure. I don't know if you guys have ever watched that. Are you a fan? I've seen every episode. I've watched the entire run more than twice now. And Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks is another one.
Watching that.
Which, what they're going to do, they're going to do another series. It's a follow up.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. They haven't started on it yet, but I heard it's in production.
All right.
It'll be cool.
Or in pre-production, rather.
And I still won't watch it 20 years later.
Dude.
It's good stuff.
I can't see you as being a David Lynch fan.
No.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like the type of movie that would interest you.
No.
Rob, I think you might enjoy it.
I'd like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Is the cat okay?
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. And, you know, David Lynch, strangely enough...
cat's high and passed out.
That's good to do acid on. That's good. You know, any David Lynch film... I'm on acid. It's
I've
like
never done it.
Never done the David Lynch.
Never done a David Lynch film.
Pack another bowl. We are the Weedsmen.
All right.
Hey, if you didn't come to party, don't bother knocking on my door.
I might kick you in the face.
Can I get a little GQ time?
GQ time, everybody. Time to get GQ time.
All right.
GQ time.
Now I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's go.
GQ time.
I'm going to pack up some more of this.
That's what she said.
So what else is going on? Crazy weather? I guess... You live anywhere in the Midwest, you've probably been hit with a crazy ass big tornado the other day.
It was hot all week.
You heard when the sirens were going off.
Get a little free and easy with that siren.
Well, I didn't see any activity out. I went outside.
A little loose with that. No, they don't. That's the thing now is they don't. When I was a kid, you heard that siren, it meant your ass. It fucking meant get in the basement.
It meant that one was
spotted.
Shit has
been sighted.
But I saw pictures of a twister.
But now it goes off for severe thunderstorms as well. Because I've experienced this phenomenon on several occasions. When I lived in Mount Clemens, they went off all the time. And it was just a severe thunderstorm.
The siren that cried wolf.
Yeah, so, hey, once again, sirens.
Nobody paid
knock it off.
To it anyway.
Well, no, I did. Like
everyone
I said,
thinks they're impervious. Like,
I do because
I'm in a car.
When
the
I
storm
was...
can't hurt me.
Yeah, I'm invincible.
Mythbusters said I'm grounded because of my tires. So if I get struck by lightning, I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
We're pussing out on the alarm. But we has some crazy weather.
Yeah, it was like 100.
Let's talk about the weather.
Oh, God.
And now about the weather.
Oh, Jesus. Although I was that asshole the other day, I posted the temperature in my car on Facebook. Facebook.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, is that what you posted? All I saw was a picture of your dash, and I was like, I'm not sure which thing I'm supposed to be looking at, but I didn't see a caption. Maybe I missed that.
Yeah, it was because it was 100 degrees.
100?
I came home and immediately turned on the air condition. This has nothing to do with getting high.
Yeah.
But that does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So New York State finally is going to have medical marijuana. Welcome to 10 years ago.
Medical marijuana in New York State and Philadelphia
has decriminalized.
Decriminalized, yeah. And
which
actually,
you can be getting high in Philly.
Where's that list that you sent me? Michigan was on the list for possible decriminalization.
Yeah.
Which is great news. Which, if you don't understand the difference, it just means that it's a fine.
Oh, we got backup. We got a backup.
Yeah, the funnel.
What?
He's the funnel.
Oh, we got a bottleneck?
Bottleneck.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you don't understand the difference, decriminalization just means that you would get fined. You get ticketed and fined. They wouldn't, not going to impound your vehicle. They're not going to arrest you, process
it's
you.
It's traffic ticket.
Yeah, it's right. Equivalent to a traffic ticket. It's like a jaywalking ticket.
I'll take that.
You know?
I got a ticket that I haven't paid in Connecticut from like 2 months ago.
But there was a bunch of other states on that list, right?
I had to take care of that.
Yeah, this one, the one from NBC. 12 states and the District of Columbia are considering decriminalization.
Decriminalization.
Alabama.
Is that like
Arizona,
Detroit?
Hawaii, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan,
Louisiana,
Missouri, New Hampshire, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Wyoming.
What about Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Rhode Island is in the group of 14 states. I got to hit two bowls now because now I'm the bottleneck. What? Some of these are doubled up. Minnesota a week ago passed a medical marijuana law, and 14 other states have reform bills or ballot initiatives on the table. They list Arizona, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. So I guess some are pursuing both.
Miracle marijuana.
Miracle medical.
No, I'm not one of those.
I'm the medical miracle.
It'll cure everything, man. It's curing my asthma.
Cure all.
It's curing my sobriety. It's curing the cat's sobriety, too, apparently. The cat is fucking... The cat is high as hell.
That cat ain't high.
Cat ain't
high. Yeah. Look at that cat.
Mary's so mellow, she ain't never got high.
Dude, she looked like she was dead 10 minutes ago. What are you talking about?
That's just her.
I'm the medical miracle.
Medical miracle.
These things are always amusing to edit by listening to us at the end. We sound like complete fucking idiots sometimes. Exactly. My daddy's even commented on it. He's like, man, that one podcast you got. He's like, by the end, you guys always sound like complete idiots.
I'm
like,
yeah. Well, I can imagine.
I think most people know what they're getting
into. Oh, yeah.
That's why I try and get all the political stuff out of the top, because I'm not going to remember their names by the end of the podcast.
That chick.
What?
I don't know.
That chick? Oh, Maureen?
O'Dowd. Beef O'Brady. <Yeah.
laughs> Maureen Dowd.
Maureen O'Dowd.
Michelle Leonhardt.
She apparently hallucinated. Have you ever hallucinated?
Never.
Not on pod.
No, never.
Oh, not on pod.
Never on pod. But yet,
not yet.
Not yet.
Apparently, they're saying go to Denver and eat enough edibles.
I've had some crazy shit. And maybe I felt some crazy shit from pop, but I've never seen any crazy shit.
Maybe the cat will talk back.
But they classify it as a psychotropic. Am I saying that right? Is that right? Nobody's going to go out on a limb with me on that one, so we'll just let it roll.
What? Psychotropic? That's
it's a psychotropic drug. I wasn't sure if I had the term right.
You're right.
Yeah, which it's not.
Not at all.
Not. Well, great. Glad we got that cleared. I ain't never seen shit on pot.
Yeah, no floating objects.
Everyone knows that. You need to go back to school, pick up some knowledge.
Breaking headline here. Wait a minute. Whoa. Marijuana use may soon be permitted in Jamaica.
Permitted?
Permitted.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
What?
I already. Come on. It's Jamaica.
It's Jamaica, dude. They've been smoking it for years.
It'll be permitted. It means the police will stop hassling you and you'll end up on locked up abroad.
Don't worry about that Rasta, dude.
I mean, Jamaican jail for 40 years
How did they not already think
a gram.
To, How did they not already think to make it legal and tax it? Because you got fucking American citizens going to
take
Jamaica
our American money
and
dude.
Buying weed while they're over there illegally.
Yeah, right.
I guess
rumored,
they're pretty rumored
they hit you like right on the runway, like as you're getting off the plane. I heard you can score a bag before you pick up your bag.
I heard
Jamaica.
They're pretty harsh when they do choose to clamp down on it, though. Too.
Yeah,
I don't know about if you're from another country, probably not. It's not like mm-hmm. China where you're gonna spend life in prison for buying an ecstasy pill.
Right.
But for the citizens, I think they're really tough.
I'll teach you to buy ecstasy.
Don't buy it.
You're raped for lifetime in Chinese prison. It's a harsh penalty.
Yeah.
I don't think you get raped in a Chinese prison. I don't even think you see other people in a Chinese prison. I think you stay in a cell that's probably not wide enough for you to lay down in, and they slide you shit under the door and you eat pancakes and pizza for the rest of your life.
You rape yourself.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Rape yourself in a Chinese prison. Self-rape in a Chinese prison.
They just have the screen in front of your face. Just plays continuous bullshit. Alter your mind.
Oh, Clockwork Orange style.
Like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Just like reality TV over and over and over again.
Now that's North Korean prison. That happens.
It'll happen either way.
Come out talking about Kim Jong-il or who is it now? Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Are their names backwards from Mars?
Yeah,
they seem to move backwards. Like,
yeah, they say their last name first.
Like, wouldn't it be weird if I had a kid and named him Aaron and then made up another last name for him? This is my kid. This is my son, Aaron Bradford. No, you don't get what I'm going after that. Huh?
Your name would be Redfield Aaron over there.
No, I know.
That's how they say it.
Never mind.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
We don't know.
Because if you look at... That's why I was saying their name's backwards.
He's chasing it.
You have Kim Jong-il.
Come on.
And Kim Jong-un.
Keep chasing him.
Kim Jong-un.
You're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Hello.
You can see it.
I give up. Uncle.
No, oh, ran in the woods.
Uncle.
Tapping out.
You lost it. The cat is still high.
The cat is not high.
Yeah. Why do you think the cat, just because she's in the room?
She always sleeps. How would you tell?
I can tell.
She always looks like that. Cat sleeps 18 out of 24 hours, because that's how many there are in a day. I don't know why I had. Just in case you didn't know
right. What
the bar was, you know, just to remind you.
Oh, hey, here's some sad news on the stoner front. The voice of Shaggy died. Casey Kasem died.
Yoinks. Casey Kasem.
So, hey, you know, this week we're burning this for Casey. We're burning all this for Casey.
Casey Kasem. Yep.
Sounds like something cool to say. The voice of Shaggy, and that's a big stoner thing.
The voice of Shaggy, say, Mr. Kasem, I would never take you out of an up-tempo song into a fucking dead dog story.
Oh, that. the Casey Kasem rant.
the best one. Are you aware of this, Rob? Have you heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah,
all right, I'll find it.
He goes off. He's like...
it's like outtakes from America.
They come out of some pop song, and he goes into a dedication to a family dog that passes away.
Okay.
And he's like, I can't believe they give me a fucking dog, a dead dog dedication coming out of an up-tempo song. I told them over and over again, you got to come out of a down-tempo song. You can't set me up with this up-tempo song into a fucking dead dog story. I'm just fucking murdering now. If he's going to fucking play it.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck. What the hell's going on here? Jeez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Jeez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new
like
time.
Chong,
I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
And I don't think that word means what he thinks it means.
And a situation that ponderous? We can all understand.
Ponderous.
Kids or
ponderous, man.
It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Here you go.
And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
Please. Please. He's about to lose his shit.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.
Right.
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Because the last goddamn time, I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
I can appreciate it. I think everybody's had rants like that at times. I don't discredit the person for that type of rant. My favorite part of when those rants happen, though, is when the floodgates open. And then it's everything that's been bothering them for the last month or whatever comes out in one.
Right.
That was kind of mild in that case, you know, but he just wants the damn photos.
Yeah.
God damn it.
He's been asking.
Rest in peace, Mr. Kasem.
Yeah. All right, where are those dick pics?
Yeah, Shaggy.
Zoink, Scoobs.
Yeah, I know. Scooby still alive?
You gotta figure if Shaggy was a real person, he would have had a breakdown like that at some point. Like, no, I'm not going into the fucking house. Over and over again. It's a guy in a fucking mask. He's gonna scare the shit out of us while we're trying to eat food. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen already. I'm not fucking going in the house. How many times do I gotta tell you guys this shit?
Fuck you. You go in the house. I'm staying in the van. I'm ordering a pizza.
Zoink's this motherfucker.
I'm going to tell them it's the van outside, the big spooky house, with the elegantly dressed man, the lesbian, and the cheerleader.
But in all seriousness.
And we all think the dog talks.
That we haven't played his best moments, but that's somebody that is like the voice of my generation, your generation. I mean, like, yeah, his voice was everywhere. Everybody knew who fucking Casey Kasem was. Everybody listened to the countdown. And the man was a fucking legend in his industry.
I knew him from first impressions of him were that you didn't smoke the bowls and that it was on
say that to him?
Saturday morning. I remember on NBC, after NBC cartoons, they played America's Top 10.
And yep.
He hosted his video countdown.
Yep.
And hit that bowl.
This one too?
Yeah.
Yeah, the relay. Oh, shit. Relay race.
Bottlenecking, son.
Smoke all the weeds?
All of them at once. Come on, we are the weedsmen. We have a reputation to uphold.
My whole body's just going
to
melt.
I just tried to inhale through the microphone. I like that the bowl was going to be. Anything else happen in weed? I mean, come on. It's been like a month.
Me and I.
Although online, it's only going to be like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
So. That's right. Check out our website, christophermedia.net.
Yeah, and we're going to start coming out this, by the way, Fridays. Start looking for the Weedsman every Friday.
Yep. Don't forget about us.
Good way to start the
weekend. So, yeah, you can get going for the weekend, you know.
You can sit back. You can chill. You can smoke a bowl with us. You can have a good time. Listen to what we have to say. Disagree, agree, whatever. Just hey, come and
yeah, if you
enjoy.
If you like what we – you know, at the Weedsman for – or, yeah, at – oh, I got to it's at
– Weedsman dot –
All right, let me get the exact
– He's got to kick out that Twitter later.
Well, I forget if it's if there's a the in it or not. It is. Yeah, it's at TheWeedsman420 on Twitter. At TheWeedsman420.
At TheWeedsman420.
Imagine if you just search Weedsman, you'd find it, right?
Yeah. You can also email us at TheWeedsmanPodcast@ChristopherMedia.net.
That's our new email.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Coming along nicely.
Are there smoking games like there are drinking games?
We should create them.
Have you ever played one?
If anybody does do any smoking games, hit us up. Let us know what they are.
I'm not aware of any.
Yeah, we'll create
big bongs.
We made up the
I'm sure it would
remember
be
the Grav Lab challenge that didn't last very long.
Oh yeah,
that bowl was a piece of shit.
Well, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you replace take a shot with take a hit off of whatever? Take a bong hit.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, or take a drink, take a hit,
but then
strike out.
Like, that's almost like everybody's got to have their own bowl.
Yeah,
you know.
But I don't drink, so I'm
well, it's for like adults when you know. By you get to a certain age, and you know,
I was just more out of curiosity. I don't know.
At
that
this
I'd
point, everybody I hang out with always has weed,
right?
You know,
right. I don't think I would actually want to participate if there were.
Right.
I was just curious, like you know, people. I don't understand drinking games for that matter.
Yeah,
I don't understand
either.
I was always the guy at the party going, "I play this. Yeah, what's the drinking game I play? It's called drink. It's called see the bottom of your glass quicker than everybody else.
See this bottle? I'm gonna finish it.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna go get another.
Once the glass is empty, the challenge is to empty the bottle. The alcoholic genes in my family, ladies and gentlemen.
The early days.
Yeah.
You and I, the party machines.
Oh, yeah, when I drink, I drink. So, like, I dialed it down lately.
Man, I'm non-existent. Yeah, I mean...
No, I drink more when I'm not in Michigan.
Right.
Like when I'm on the East Coast, I'll be drinking out there. But I come back here. I
haven't, a little lady.
Yeah, I haven't had a drink since I've been out there. It's been nice.
It's cool. It's like I saw your beach photo. That was cool.
Hanging out on the East Coast. Nice. Wrap it up, huh?
Yeah. I'm sufficiently high.
Sufficiently, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it?
I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Yep. Slowly grinding to a halt.
Gentlemen, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. So make sure we are. Please go to ChristopherMedia.net.
Check us out. Check out the site. Let us know what you think.
Yes.
Hit us up on our email.
You can subscribe to all the podcasts. And I did have a thought today when I'm saying subscribe. I mean, you subscribe to our feeds.
Yep. Just check us out.
For free. We're doing all of this for free. If you'd like to donate to us, you can. We got a little PayPal.
Value to listeners.
The first step is clicking on that subscribe button. Whether you do it through, we can hit us up on iTunes now, or you can Stitcher. Just go directly to our website.
Stitcher.
Yep.
You can get us through Stitcher.
Yes. But yeah, it's all just subscribe to the feed.
Yeah.
For free. We're doing this out of the kindness of our heart.
We're looking for guests.
You can look us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Check us out.
To interact with us there. You can just search Christopher Me. Media to hit us up, hit up the whole network. But yeah, at the Weedsman 420, make sure you're checking out the Metalhead Offensive there at the Metal Podcast on Twitter. Eminem Question Everything, they are at QuestionNet on Twitter. At Unregimented Pod on Twitter. Unregimented at ChristopherMedia.net. Question Everything at ChristopherMedia.net. The Metalhead Offensive at ChristopherMedia.net. Always to get in touch with us, get a hold of us. Looking for guests. Want to tell us we rule if we suck. Hey.
It's a network.
Please and thank you.
Is that it?
I think so.
From Asmacore Studios.
Boom.
Peace.
Anything else?
I got nothing.
No, I'm done.
I got nothing but the munchies.
Yeah.
Our brains are all like burnt. You know, like the burnt popcorn kernels?
Need water.
Let's go eat those peanuts I bought.
When you microwave popcorn and you have the kernels that didn't pop, but they just burn. That's what our brains are like. So, stay high.
Stay high.
Fitting. You missed his cue. Checking his phone.
Yep.
Ha! Waiting.
Waiting.
We can't end until you say it.
I thought we were done.
Stay high.
What do I have to say?
You have to say stay high.
I have to say stay high?
Yes. We all do.
We all did.
Oh.
We're waiting on you. You hold the power.
Stay high.
Yeah.
There it is.
Bow. In the can.
Pow.
Pow. Pow.